Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories.
Governor Cuomo has a message for those calling for his resignation, and that message is no, although he says he is sorry. At the same time, though, he's saying he never touched anyone inappropriately. The apology is going over about as well as you might expect, as Glenn Schuck reports this morning, once again from outside the governor's Manhattan office. Glenn?
And Lee, the governor speaking somberly for people who were, of course, listening in and watching. At some points, actually starting to tear up a bit, welling up in his eyes, saying that he understands now that he acted in a way that made some people feel uncomfortable, and it was not his intention.
I certainly never, ever meant to offend anyone or hurt anyone or cause anyone any pain. That is the last thing I would ever want to do.
Both former aides accusing the governor of harassment, reacting angrily within minutes of this press conference, Lee. The Lindsay Boylan tweeting out, "How can New Yorkers trust you?" Well, a lawyer for Charlotte Bennett claiming that Cuomo's statement was full of falsehoods. Now, Andrea Stewart Cousins is the majority leader in the state Senate.
He's saying that nothing inappropriate happened. If the investigation shows that something inappropriate did happen, I think he would have to resign.
In the meantime, as early as tomorrow, the legislature will vote to strip the governor of his emergency executive powers. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, back here with the governor's office in Midtown.
City Controller Scott Stringer, who's running for mayor, says Mayor de Blasio should also lose the emergency powers he received when the pandemic broke out. Stringer notes the city has entered into more than $5 billion worth of contracts over the past year without appropriate oversight, and he says there has been overextending, overpaying, and overpurchasing in emergency contracting that's resulted in millions of taxpayer dollars being lost. Avery Cohen, speaking for de Blasio, responds that emergency contracts help set up vaccination sites, and that's why we were able to build a massive testing apparatus with zero assistance from the federal government. She added, "We can't allow the controller's mayoral ambitions to interfere with our pandemic response, even when he's sliding in the polls." Another person of Asian descent has been attacked in the city, and this time cops are investigating it as a hate crime. It happened at the East Broadway F train stop. Surveillance video shows the attacker waiting for the 56-year-old victim to walk past. He then punches the victim, pushes him to the ground, and punches him in the eye and elbows him in the mouth repeatedly. Teo Ming Soon, who came here from Malaysia about 20 years ago, was taken to Bellevue with non-life-threatening injuries. He said, "I don't know why he attacked me. Maybe because I'm Asian." We have video and a photo of the suspect up at 1010winds.com. New York is getting its first shipment of Johnson & Johnson vaccine today, but you won't be getting any unless you're a homebound senior or otherwise incapable of getting to a distribution center. Mayor de Blasio says that is the priority for the supply we're getting right now.
The amount of Johnson & Johnson vaccine we're getting in the short term is going to be very small, but we expect a lot more later in the month. We're going to be, as we build up the homebound senior effort, that's going to be a priority for that use of that vaccine, because you literally can't use the other vaccines for that.
Susan Maxwell Trumbull was among the first people in the country to get the J&J vaccine at South Shore University Hospital in Bayshore yesterday. She's 67 years old.
I have compromised health, and I haven't been out hardly ever, and this will afford me that opportunity, so I'm very thankful.
Yankee Stadium will start doing vaccinations overnight starting tonight. Appointments will be available between 8 p.m. and 7 a.m. That's for city residents only. The Javits Center, which is open to all residents of New York State, will start doing overnight vaccinations tomorrow. Movie theaters in the city can reopen on a restricted basis starting tomorrow, but the makeshift drive-in theaters that popped up out of necessity last summer proved popular. And at least one of them is coming back starting this weekend, as John Montone's here to tell us this morning. John?
LA, one of the big screens will pop up in Flushing Meadow Corona Park. And Councilman Francisco Moya tells 1010 Winds, gracing that screen will be Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall.
What better place than right here in Corona, Queens, to be debuting the screening of Coming to America 2.
And Let's Play 2. Yes, double features. How about this one? Singing in the Rain and Magic Mike Double XL. John Montone, 1010, Winds News.
Yankees manager Aaron Boone has taken a leave of absence to deal with a medical issue. Mark Renee with more on that this morning. Mark?
Yeah, Lee, we found out Wednesday afternoon from general manager Brian Cashman.
Booney made me aware a few days ago about what was going on in his world from a health standpoint. And so he pointed out that he had been feeling some things along the way, and he's got the doctors involved, and they've been running some tests, and everything has come back really well. But they have recommended, a pacemaker,
which was implanted at a hospital in Tampa, where the Yanks later said the procedure went as expected, eventually telling us the manager was being kept overnight to rest and recover, and that he was in good spirits. Bench coach Carlos Mendoza's filling in for Boone, who had open heart surgery back in 2009, and is expected to be back on the job in the next few days. Mark Renee, 1010 Winds Sports.
Don't you hate when this happens? You're having a yard sale and you sell somebody an old porcelain bowl for $35. Then you find out the bowl was actually a 15th century Chinese artifact worth anywhere from $300,000 to $500,000. The bowl was purchased at a yard sale in the New Haven area last year. It's one of only seven such bowls known to exist in the world. It'll be auctioned off by Sotheby's later this month. How it wound up at a yard sale is a bit of a mystery. Angela McAteer with Sotheby's Chinese Art Department suspects it may have been handed down through generations of the same family, and they obviously didn't know how valuable it is. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.